Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
If you like your insurance plan, well, you remember the rest of the story. That was one of many lies regarding Obamacare. Another lie has recently been revealed. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this is Matt Barber. Matt, this lie is regarding the number of people who allegedly selected Obamacare. They now say that they inflated the numbers. The White House's original goal was 7 million people, and guess what? They did everything they could to cook the books to get to that number by adding those people who selected dental plans to raise the total above the $7 million figure. This has recently come to light. This is just another one of the many lies for Obamacare.
Yeah, and this Obama administration with Jonathan Gruber, of course, they have been caught red-handed intentionally with malice aforethought, planning to deceive the American people, to lie and conflate and confuse the construction of Obamacare and how it would roll out, to deceive the American people. So, you know, they said they mistakenly inflated the numbers here. You know, yeah, just like a buddy of mine I used to play golf with a lot, how he would mistakenly kick the golf ball a little closer to the hole when I wasn't looking.
Yeah, that's what, you know, in this case, the Obama administration added 380,000 consumers who selected only the dental plans, and those weren't people who enrolled in the Obamacare. So that was one way that they inflated it. They originally came out and they said, well, they had over 8 million people enrolled, and then that was not true because more than a million people actually did not enroll. They didn't pay their premium. So there were people who made an inquiry, but they didn't pay the premium. So they've been constantly overestimating this. And then, of course, the most recent revelation of Jonathan Gruber, the architect who was paid millions of dollars to work with the various federal administration levels and agencies. He came out more than once. It wasn't just a slip of the tongue, and said that they intentionally deceived the American people. They cooked the books. They created numbers that didn't exist, and they sold it onto a stupid American people, and that American people are stupid. That's what they banked on, and this Obama administration, from the very top, created numbers that just simply didn't exist.
Well, that's right, and the House Oversight and Government Reform Chairman Daryl Issa, you know, after the Obama administration got caught red-handed here cooking the books, he said this, quote, HHS must provide a clear and detailed account of who knew about this decision and when they knew it. This administration still appears to be calling its Obamacare transparency plan from the Jonathan Gruber playbook, dismissing the American public's right to know with the same deceptive arrogance that helped them pass the bill in the first place. And that arrogance, isn't that what one word defines this presidency, I think, more than any other?
I think it's arrogance, and I think it's intentional lying. In fact, if you go back to his playbook, written by Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals, it says in there that they can lie that the end justifies the means. So if they have a certain end, the end goal here was to pass this Obamacare law, then that the means can be any means to justify that end. If that's what the end goal is, they can lie. They can create numbers. They can lie to the American people. That's what they did. And they've done it from the very beginning. Another lie is that you will not have to fund abortion, that you will not be forced to fund abortion. That's a lie as well, because many insurance plans are requiring people now to pay for abortion. This is not just the Obamacare HHS mandate for employers. This is not just the Hobby Lobby or Little Sisters of the Poor case involving employers. This is individuals. Any individual that is enrolled in any insurance plan that provides abortion to anyone within that coverage has to pay an extra fee every month, and that fee goes not to your premium, not to general insurance, but to a fund that solely funds abortion. That's unprecedented that we've been forced now to pay for human genocide, and you can't find out which policies cover human genocide before you choose them because of the secrecy clause. So they said in the plan, contrary to being this transparent administration that he promised in 2008 campaign, in the Obamacare law, you cannot know what's covered. The insurance company cannot tell you what's covered. You have to pay your premium, and then after you're locked in for a year, they'll give you what's covered. Oh, by the way, you're in a plan that covers abortion. You're going to have to pay an extra fee every month to pay for this abortion funding. You'll only know after you're locked in for a year.
And what's the common thread here, Matt, between the, you know, the previous story we were talking about, them cooking the books to inflate the numbers of enrollment, and they're cooking the books, they're obfuscating, they're hiding the ball, intentionally obfuscating, to keep people from knowing whether or not they themselves are intentionally, or rather, are directly complicit in abortion homicide. The common thread here is a lack of transparency, is a cover-up, is trying to cover and hide and lie to the American people here. And so two pro-life organizations are having to kind of feather all this out. Two research groups have announced on Capitol Hill that they're launching a new website that's going to be designed to help healthcare customers figure out which plans do cover, do have surcharges that cover abortion, and which ones don't. And the website is ObamacareAbortion.com, ObamacareAbortion.com. Our friends at the Family Research Council and at the Charlotte Lozier Institute are putting together this website so people can find out which plans, certainly we need to avoid Obamacare altogether, but which plans cover the killing of innocent babies.
And they're finding that out after the fact and then posting it so people can make decisions later, because they can't find it out ahead of time because the insurance companies are prohibited by law from giving you that information ahead of time. But once you've gone into, say, ABC insurance plan, and then they say, oh, by the way, here's what is covered. Oh, I see that you cover abortion. Then they're tracking that. So some people are the sacrificial lambs, so to speak, being sucked in and locked in to these plans for a year that are paying for abortion. And after that, you figure out which plans it is, and you make a list of those plans that cover abortion. So that's how this is being done. It's not that they're finding out anything ahead of time, because the law prohibits any pre-knowledge of what's covered in that particular insurance plan. Now, if they start to change the insurance policy around a little bit, then you're still going to not be able to find the ball until after you pay your insurance premium.
Well, that's right, and there's no opt-out provision. If you find out that once you're in this plan, you're in this plan. You know, Congressman Chris Smith, who's been a real stalwart, he's just a real defender of life. He talked about this website. He said, once again, health consumers are almost clueless as to which plans fund abortion on demand and which do not. That is why ObamacareAbortion.com is an extraordinarily useful tool for healthcare consumers. And Matt, you know, you've heard Obama bald-faced lie and say that Obamacare doesn't cover abortion. It covers abortion. You will be forced to pay for abortion under Obamacare, and the left can repeat the lie until they're blue in the face, but those are the facts.
Well, it is the biggest funding of abortion in world history, and that's what we said at the very beginning. And now it is being proved, unfortunately, to be so. You know, we are slaughtering, decapitating, murdering, dismembering our innocent children, and we're forcing people to be complicit in genocide. God cannot continue to bless a country that kills its own children. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lifeunited.org. That's one of our websites, lifeunited.org. You can also go to lc.org for more information regarding the sanctity of human life, religious liberty, and family. And every gift to Liberty Counsel between now and December 31 will be doubled. So make your gift now, or gifts between now and the end of the year. This is a strategic time of the year as we come to the end of the year and we're moving into the Christmas cycle and the last part of the year, where we're looking at completing this year, and we have a generous giver to Liberty Counsel who is making a challenge to each one of you. And this challenge is for you between now and the end of the year, whether you give one gift or you give multiple gifts. Every gift that you give, the challenge is that the giver who has come forth will double it. So every dollar you give will be doubled. This is a great way to increase the impact of your giving to Liberty Council. You can call us 1-800-671-1776. You can also visit lc.org. You can make online contributions right there all the way up to December 31, midnight in your time zone, or you can mail in your contribution. Or for more information, just give us a call, 800-671-1776. Pray for the ministry and continue to support us, particularly now at this strategic time of the year.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.